And so how has your life changed? I mean, you know, as many different things as you can see, how's your life changed with respect to things you could or you could not do, you know, before undergoing your nutritional healing program?
It's changed in so many ways. I think, you know, the energy aspect is immense for me, you know, not feeling fatigued. I know, you know, my son has even acknowledged that fact. He's like, Mom, you have so much more energy. You know, I mean, we went out and played basketball at 9 o'clock at night one night because we were all three of us just kind of like, hey, we have energy. Let's go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, when was the last time you did that?
Oh, I can't even remember. I don't think there ever has been, you know. So just the energy aspect for us has been great for all three of us, actually. You know, we just all feel like we have so much more energy. Just waking up every morning and not being in pain, you know, not... the digestive piece for me was so huge.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't have hope anymore, Paul. I had lost all hope. I didn't think anybody could help me.
That's just so, I mean, knowing who you are and how spunky you are, you know, you're kind of tugging at my heartstrings there. I had no, you know, I didn't know that, you know, that part, but I could intuit it. I mean, it's where I was, in it. And it just, you know, knowing that there is some way to identify that, and I use the phrase missing piece because it kind of gets your attention, you know, or
yeah.
You could say solution, or you know, you could pick any word, you know, that you wanted. And you know, if this just happened for me and just happened for you, we'd go, okay, fine, you know. But this is something that obviously can happen for anybody who wants to.
It is, and I think that's the important piece too, is that, you know, my mom is a great example of that. She's very set in her ways. You know, never in a million years would I have thought that she would have made any personal changes for herself. And she would be the first to admit that. But
and I remember the look on her face when I said, no sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit mortified.
she was mortified, but willing.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And she's made such positive changes for herself. She's feeling so great.
And she's only been on a program for just, a couple, two, 3 weeks?
I think, yeah, this is only her second week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, she's your senior.
Yeah, well, and to have gone to your workshop and met that wonderful gentleman who was 80 years old.
Yeah, yeah, Don.
What an amazing person, and what an amazing man.
Yeah,
so.
And he's been through the Western Medical Mill.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we're glad that he made it. And that's the other thing. This is not an anti-Western medicine show or an anti-Western medicine, you know, deal. If you're in an emergency life-threatening situation, you know, hit by a car or an accident or something, God forbid, you know, absolutely utilize, you know, the best of the emergency, you know, the emergency care.
Right.
Or if you've, you know, gone over the edge, you know,
right.
Like Don did, you know, and you need, you know, some surgical intervention of some sort, you know, but it's not because that was inherent in him. He did it to himself and he admits it.
Yeah.
Right.
And to hear that is just astounding. Yeah.
So I say, yes, use the emergency, you know, Western medicine, but let's take a good hard look at the medicalization of our culture,
right?
You know, where because if you use any drugs, had you used any gotten to that point where you'd used any pharmaceuticals of any sort for any you know symptom or whatnot?
Well, yeah, actually, that was the other diagnosis that I had. I forgot about this one. There were so many, Paul. I actually was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome also.
Oh, there you go.
And I was put on, I don't remember the name of the medication, but I can say that medication is no longer in use because they found that it caused heart attacks and had to remove me from it.
Oh, my God.
Which, that was pretty terrifying.
That's the thing. You know, the pharmaceutical companies will downplay these risks and say, well, it's only 1% or it's only 3%. Of course, I'm not believing that because, you know, too many of the drugs over the last 10, 20 years have been removed from the market.
Right.
And that's, you know, how many mistakes do you have to make before you get the idea that maybe putting some drug in your body might be you know, might be a mistake. But then again, in all fairness to some people, you know, out there, they don't know that there's an alternative.
Correct. Yeah. I didn't know there was an alternative.
Right. And that's, gosh, we hope we can get them fired up, don't you think?
I sure hope so. I do. I would encourage anybody. I really would. I do.
You do.
I encourage anybody.
You do. And so what would you recommend to anybody else that you know, that you cared about? I mean, I obviously your actions have spoken certainly as loud as your words.
Aww.
You know, with your you know, talking to your mom and your son who, you know, being 12 and is now fired up about being well at 12.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's just, it's freaky.
Yeah.
You know, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
I guess we got to take a break because we've run over. Christina, what would you recommend?
I would recommend just taking a chance, coming in to see you, get an evaluation, figure out what's wrong with you. It will save your life.
It will. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And I will see you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I will see you at our next visit.
Yep.
Great.
I'll be there.